News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Has said 40 people, including women and children, were killed after an Israeli airstrike hit a school in Gaza. Dr. Einat Vilf is a former member of the Israeli Parliament and co-author of The War of Return. Einat, thank you indeed for talking to us this morning. Your reaction to what happened yesterday?
So we already know that this building was used by Hamas-trained murderers, some of whom participated on October 7th, working on continuing their murdering spree. By every international law, it's a legitimate military target. You can see from the pictures, people can go on the internet, only specific three rooms in the entire buildings were targeted, where the operatives were staying. You can literally see laundry hanging from adjacent rooms that were not hit. So a military target, and apparently we're still getting the information. We already have the names of 10 of the trained murderers who were killed there, and we'll be having more coming soon. But this is also an important opportunity to focus on how war is waged in the Gaza Strip. Some people are mistakenly calling it urban warfare, which fails to really give the sense of what's going on. It's actually the complete weaponization of an entire urban landscape.
Okay.
Where the trained murderers have been working for years to connect the entire urban landscape, mosques, schools, kindergartens, homes, through hundreds of kilometers of tunnels, hundreds of piers.
That may be on it, but 30,000 people have died. They're not all trained murderers, as you call them. Let me just ask the question,
sure.
And then I'll give you time to answer. Yesterday, we had witnesses and medics on the ground saying the strike killed mainly women and children who were sheltering in the compound. Sam Rose, the director of planning for UNRWA, says mass casualty incidents caused by the Israeli military offensive in southern Gaza are being normalised in the West and are leading to a sense of fatalism in Gaza.
So first, the numbers, the total numbers remain unconfirmed, but what we already know broadly, and this is what I started saying, about half of the people who were killed have been trained Hamas murderers in this kind of weaponized urban landscape, which is 100 times a higher level than urban warfare. Really, this has been planned for years, where everything, weapon stashes, the piers, everything connects the schools, the mosques, the homes. The trained murderers do not wear uniforms. They walk in civilian clothing between the places. But we know about half are indeed trained murderers. That means that the ratio of combatant to civilian is 1-to-1.
Well, how can you possibly tell that?
Because Israel knows who it targets. We collect, just like right now, it published the names. It will continue to publish the names of the people who were targeted. So we actually know who we're targeting.
Even if tens of thousands of people dead, you're able to identify who they are and who are Hamas figures and who are, innocent women and children?
We definitely know enough, and this has been confirmed by now, and the numbers, the women and children numbers are constantly being actually adjusted down.
So let's take that you're absolutely right, that half are Hamas. Are the other half just collateral damage?
In this kind of warfare, the ratio of 1-to-1 is unheard of. It's unprecedented. It's unparalleled by every military. So one needs to really understand what it means to fight in such a landscape. It means that the entire urban landscape is weaponized. It means that it's been prepared for years. The invasion on October 7th, when people say terrorists, they have an almost romantic ideal of three people carrying out.
I don't think anyone has a romantic ideal of what happened on October 7th. I think most people...
But people need to understand that this was an invasion by an army. It wasn't some like small operation.
No, I accept that. I suppose the charge is it has been returned by Israel many, many, many times over, 30 times over, if you want to do that assessing
but
the
exactly
people who have died.
Doing. When you fight a war like you did against Imperial Japan, that, like Nazi Germany, we just marked 80 years. This is a fight until there is defeat and surrender, until the society understands that their continued ideology, in the case of Palestinians supported by UNRWA, it's a total annihilationist ideology.
Not all your countrymen and women share your view, as seen by the protests in Israel and calls on Benjamin Netanyahu to agree a ceasefire to allow, for example, the release of hostages. So not everyone in Israel agrees with your perspective on this.
We are in desperate straits in the sense that we are fighting a people, an army that has taken hostages and refuses. I mean, they keep on saying no. They refuse to release them until they can go back to October 6th. So basically what they're saying is we want to be able to mount a full invasion into a neighboring country with the declared purpose of destroying that people, their sovereignty. They've made it clear, their ideology, listen to them. And because we're taking hostages and people think, it's okay, then we can go back to October 6th. And yes, a lot of Israelis are desperate. They want the hostages back. They understand.
Maybe they also think, Aynat, that two wrongs don't make a right. And
this
that maybe,
is not a
maybe
wrong. This war is not a wrong. This is a war like against 15,000, like
by your calculations, 15,000 civilians dead. I mean, that would be wrong to most people.
That is war. People, this is not kind of just happening in without context. This is war in which the Israeli military is performing above any military in history in terms of the ratio of trained murderers to civilians. Yeah. This has to be a measure that matters for something. A military that is able to do better than all other militaries.
The EU, the EU, the ICC, the ICJ, even the US president have questioned your modus operandi. Is everybody else wrong and Israel right?
A lot. First of all, it has often been the case. I'll tell you one thing about being Jewish. One thing that being Jewish inoculates to is the sense that if people have the numbers, they are necessarily right. So it's one thing that we are able to do. Yes, one of our important thinkers, Ahad Ha'am, many years ago, looking at the blood libels in the 19th century, indeed coined the term that the whole world can be wrong and the Jewish people right, precisely because we see in real time the libels that are being perpetrated. So the objective
With respect, is that not a dangerous starting point?
The starting point is to assume that because a lot of people say something, it's actually correct. I'm bringing actual data and information about how wars are fought, how the Gaza Strip has been entirely weaponized for the declared purpose. Listen to them, for the declared purpose that there should not be a sovereign Jewish state anywhere between the river and the sea. What I've done over the years is, in my research, is give Palestinians the respect of taking them at their word. They mounted a massive invasion for that purpose. This is war. This is what wars look like.
Doctor,
you just marked 80 years of war against Nazi Germany.
We do have to leave
That's what it looks like.
Dr. Aynat Wilf, former member of Israeli Parliament, a co-author of The War of Return, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.